Please. Please. Sister. Sorry. It was not my intention to wake you up again. Yes, I will gladly accept your company, sure. It has been a very long time since the last time I have experienced, well, a nightmare. Mostly due to this being the very first occasions I happened to sleep in so many centuries. Yes. It was my sister. I see her eyes closing for the last time, and every single time I close mine, I just see it. But she and I are gods. Aren't gods supposed to be everlasting? How can I preserve eternity if not even I am so? I am scared. And this? No, I don't hate it. What is it, though? Head bats? Never heard about it. Oh, I understand. Humans use this head bats to try improving others' mood. It's impolite of me to ask such a favor, but may I lay onto your lap? Thank you. What would you do if you didn't find your sister? My apologies. It was not my intention to. You would try to make her proud of you? But how? Who's that have lost their lives? Is their judgment, their very memories, really that important to the living? My apologies. It must have become as selfish of me to make such a statement. I am not worthy to be an Archon. I mean, would a real Archon even cry? What do I think about it? have been pursuing eternity for as long as I can remember, but if I have to be truly honest, I fear the future. I am not scared to meet the same fate as my sister, but what would happen to the eternity? I have been working for so long as I perish. Time, I can't help but perceive it like a sickness and... Apologies. You may just leave if my rambling happens to be making you feel uncomfortable. Why are you hugging me? I just look like I needed a hug. I... perhaps... thank you. But still... what do you think of my work? As an Archon? I mean... you think that I am worrying far too much? But... I guess you were right by saying that. I had far more than enough time to think before your arrival to Inazuma, but... no, please. I mean... Yaimiko is a good friend. I can't deny it, but still... no need to wake her up this late in the night. What holds me back from creating the same relationship I have with her with all the others? I am scared. Scared of actually achieving a friendly relationship with them. I am a goddess, and thus, they would all be gone someday. Yes, I am scared of losing someone close to me once more. Yaimiko doesn't have the same lifespan as you humans, so... what do you mean by making out the best of it? Oh, but would it really be that simple to forget someone? Especially if you have spent a good time with them? Make them proud of you? Why do you speak like you have lived this yourself already? Oh, yes. Of course. I remember the sweets you prepared the other day. They are my favorite after all. Oh, so a friend of yours teach you how to make them? And where is... oh my. You don't feel bad anymore? You feel like making him proud by people happier with his sweets. So, you honor his memories that way. I see. I think I understand now. Nor objects or people are eternal, but memories are. Like my sister's memories will always live in my heart. The memories of everyone will keep on living in the hearts of the ones who were close to them. And it's our job to make them the best possible. Thank you. I would never understand how you can solve centuries-old doubts in a matter of minutes. Please, stay. I want to make the most happy memories possible about you. Yes, please, keep me company. I fear I would have another nightmare if I happened to be alone. Thank you, traveler. I will cherish every single moment I have spent with you. I will keep these memories as close as possible to my heart. I will be sure to make them eternal. Look at how time quickly passes. Oh, yes. Right. I have asked him to keep me company during the night. I cannot deny it felt good, for the lack of better terms, aside from just keeping each other warm, sleeping close to him made me feel safe. For a human to make a goddess such as myself feel safe. But I am not against it. He is still asleep. But is looking for my warmth nonetheless. As a goddess, I should be looking over humans, but maybe I need someone to watch over me as well. I wonder what my sister would say if she knew that I was growing feelings for a human. She would just tease me about it. I really hope he may succeed in finding his sister. If I can stop what happened to me from happening to him as well, I wouldn't care using all of my powers. Now I see what he meant last night. I don't need to keep every single memory, only the happy ones. What? He is still asleep. Is he talking while he still sleeps? Oh my. I love you so.